Why don't you get us started?
Hey, why don't you get us started?
Ooh.
It's episode 92. 92.
Of one of the many Hub podcasts?
Yes.
Do we talk Destiny?
We do.
And our love of the game?
Sometimes.
What about different guests?
Sometimes.
Occasionally, you know.
Occasionally.
What about us? Who are we?
I'm Kingsley Macklemore right now.
I'm that guy.
You're that guy.
Does that make me sin?
Hey, sign.
Sign.
Sign me cuff.
Sign. Yes, everyone. Thanks for listening to our new and improved intro for 2021. We'll just go with that, right? We're good.
Yeah. Screw it. Keep all of it.
Episode 92, by the way. Because, you know, everyone's like, it's a new year. We have these resolutions, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, hey, we're still doing it. That's good enough.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you guys want to talk about resolutions? Let's just move on. No, I do want to see how you're all doing. Tell us about your break, if you had any, Christmas, what you all did. I mean, I want to hear. Our community wants to hear our private lives.
Mine's quick and easy, so we might as well start with that guy.
All right. Well, that guy here... I don't know. I hilariously, because my family holiday plans had to be delayed until this Saturday, thanks to COVID. Yay. Mm-hmm. But good news is everyone's clean now. Everything's all right. And yeah. So I haven't quite had that. So I spent most of my holiday off doing a bunch of raiding.
Well, that's excellent. So good enough holidays then?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as long as I don't have to worry about work and get to relax.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's a good time.
That is very true. Sin, anything notable? What'd you do? Had fun? Relaxed at all?
Let me see. Work. Worked. And didn't sleep.
Don't want to hear it. Come on. You did something fun, hopefully?
I think the most fun I had was the raid and that was last night.
So okay. We'll talk about that.
Nothing fun until then.
No, other than work. Did you at least get a day or two off?
Yes. Christmas Day, I got off. New Year's Day, I had off.
Is your boss like Scrooge barely giving you, please, sir, can I have Christmas Day off?
The cardigan. It's, yeah. What can I say?
Like people on Christmas Day, they instead of having family opening presents, they want to go to Disneyland. For you, it's like the people on Christmas Day, I want to buy a car today.
Yeah, if I had to work Christmas Day, I would have had no friends. I would have probably rage quit.
Yeah. Well, my Christmas was pretty good, pretty chill. I've never been a big fan of large group ups. Me and my wife always prefer to kind of do smaller things one-on-one anyways. So this year's actually silver lining for us been pretty cool. I totally feel for everyone that feels differently, but my wife and I kind of like how this year turned out, and we just individually micro-visited my parents a few days before Christmas, and then we're going to visit my sister a different time, and just chill, easy things instead of like these huge groups of like 30 and people are fighting and things like that. So I don't know. I had a pretty chill Christmas. I really enjoyed it.
Nice.
Spent some time with the kids, relaxed on the couch. That's, you know, usually I'm just kind of, you know, me and my wife are doing our things, whatever, but actually just try to just chill even more so, and watched a couple good movies, saw Soul. That was good. Wonder Woman was just okay, but still worth watching since didn't have to pay any extra for it with HBO Max.
Right.
I don't know if you do. You have HBO, Sin? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, I do. I watched it. I watched it over two nights.
What did you think
of it? I didn't mind it. But right. I'm also not hypercritical to movies.
Oh, I'm not either.
Some people are. Yeah. Like, I enjoy them for what they are. You know, I'm not big into, as you know, with Destiny World, like lore or the background of some of these like universes, like the Marvel Cinematic Universe or the DC Cinematic Universe. You know, I'm not in tune with like the background. So for the lore purposes, like, I don't ever see that aspect of it, only what I learn in the movies. But for the actual film value and the entertainment value, and if I enjoyed the movie and I was able to watch the whole thing, I'd just say, yeah, I liked it. It was good. And I like Soul. Soul was good too. That had some feels in it.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It was almost like a kind of a small mix between, I believe you were talking about this on Discord somewhere, but a small mix between Coco and a little bit of some small elements of Inside Out also.
Your words, not mine.
Because you haven't seen either of those?
No, I have, Out, right? But they were your words, not mine, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, it was, what's his name? Was it Helios that first said it had elements of Coco, which I didn't realize until he said that. But yeah, there's some elements of that too.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was good. Dez, did you get to watch Soul yet?
No, I haven't. Like I said, joining Destiny raids and such, and just kind of relaxing. So I didn't end up watching a lot, even though I had planned on starting Mandalorian. That didn't happen either. So,
oh yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. I forgot you hadn't seen Mandalorian.
And he also takes naps.
Oh yeah, I'll take a nap in a heartbeat.
If I went to try to take one, my wife would like throw something at me.
Oh man. Yeah, you just gotta do what Dez said, like just take turns or something. I mean, everyone needs a nap from time to time.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, my wife apparently needs one more than one.
And then you need zero.
Yeah, I mean, that's the deal we have. You know, she wakes up and still feels a little groggy. She can nap. If I pass out, I can nap.
Excellent.
Solid for sure.
Yeah. So it was fun to see a couple movies. I finished up. I got all caught up with Better Call Saul. So I'm just waiting for season 6, which is coming out sometime this year. They haven't announced. It got a little bit delayed with everything going on, but really enjoy that show. Really, really enjoy it. It's season 5 was just amazing. And if anyone's seen Breaking Bad, you know the character name, but you know, Jimmy McGill, but you know, Saul Goodman in this show, and he's really good. But let me tell you, his co-character, Kim Wexler, the female in the show, she's been an unexpected, amazingly catchy character that everyone's been talking about. Super popular in the show. So, hey, I have a timer. I got to tell my wife to take something out of the oven.
Awesome.
Meatloaf. Stacy, get that meatloaf.
No, it's a pizza. Okay, so have you guys been seeing lately? I know this may just be a gimmicky marketing thing. Basically, this is the way that Pizza's kind of done it for a while, but also Little Caesars, their deep dish style. But you know that's in the rectangular pan, so that's I never knew this, but this is considered Detroit style pizza. I don't know if you ever heard that.
Detroit style.
Yeah. So Detroit style pizza is basically deep dish pizza. And the idea was they cooked it in rectangular pans. The auto workers just used these pans as a way to cook pizza. And it's the kind where the crust is kind of thick, but the bottom is like really buttery and crispy and oily, you know? And then it has all the toppings on top. So it's not like Chicago style where it's more like a pie, but it's just a deep dish with the toppings on top and in a rectangular shape. And it is good. I'm seeing more of these in the grocery store. That's kind of the point I was going to make. And you know, they're a little pricier, but for being a frozen pizza, excellent quality. They have them at Costco now and even our local grocery store. And just look for Detroit-style pizza. You know, they range from like $6 to $10. And oh my gosh, they're super filling and tons of toppings on top. Anyways, that's what I have cooking.
Yeah, I'll have to try that and see if there's actually any difference between that and, you know, any other rectangular pizza they've come out with.
Sure. Yeah. Well, if you ever had the Little Caesars deep dish, it's very similar to that. And then it's also similar to Pizza Hut's deep dish, except Pizza Hut's is round. And these ones are still a little bit better quality, in my opinion, because what they do too is they kind of, it always comes in a quote pan. The ones you get in the grocery stores, you know, just a plastic, you know, rectangular pan that it cooks in, but they put tons of cheese on top, so the cheese melts over the side and gets really crispy all along the edges. It's really good that way. Yum, 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 yum. Anyways, that's what that timer was for. TV shows, movies. You know, we had some somewhat chill time. And Destiny. What have we been doing in Destiny?
Raids.
Raids. Raids. Should we start with last night?
Let's, because that's fresh in mind.
I had a lot of fun. But we were there for a while, right?
Three hours.
Two and a half.
It was three.
Was it? Oh, okay.
But I had a lot of fun. I'm sure you were, because Sin, you're always tired. You have a lot of stuff going on. But we had the great pleasure to bring some people through that have not done the raid yet. Shout out Gorilla Golf and Pacifica.
Indeed.
Yes, GG's on the completion. And
but here's the thing.
They were a little under light too, right?
Yeah, GG. Yeah. So that's what's so awesome about this raid now, right? You can have someone that is a little under light. We did everything. We did the challenge, the weekly challenge. We had them do roles instead of just saying, oh, just be an ad person. We even got to the very end with the four ball strat. We did it all and had two people that under light. Yes, everything that we could do basically for that. And it is quite an amazing experience. They may not even have fully realized, even though we said somewhat, that you know, this isn't happening with other raids. We're not bringing people through Last Wish or Garden like two or three people that are super under light running challenges and everything like that. You know, but this raid we can do that, and the average thing would say, well, it's because it's so much easier of raid. No, I mean, yeah, some aspects are a little easier, but it's just doable. It's what's nice. It's refreshing to have this is, I guess, my point.
I still stand by the fact that it's not really so much easier. It's more the fact that a lot of the roles are easier to digest.
Yeah.
More so than the raid itself being easier or hard.
Yeah. Like, tell me what you think, Des, but like the third encounter, even though there's kind of like all these roles, people can usually catch on to them between 1 to 5 runs, where like in Garden, people are still learning how to tether and do these things after 10, 20 runs, in my opinion.
Right. I mean, yeah, because I mean, you know, Gigi, for example, he was running through and by the fourth or fifth run, he had the rolls down, but the only thing holding him back, at least at first, was just because that's when the light level was starting to kick up. So enemies were hurting him a lot.
Oh, man. And more power to them. I mean, I might have just been like, if I was in that situation, like I'm giving up, like I'm going to power my light up. But they were awesome. Like, we're trucking through. We're going to find ways to stay alive.
Yeah.
No, it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out really well.
And was
well.
Probably totally asleep at the end. Sorry, we kept you on a longer raid. Appreciate it.
I was getting there. I was definitely getting there. I was like, oh, I'm ready. And having a great day.
Right.
Like, yeah. I'm reaching my expiration for sure. But we made it through.
Yeah.
Indeed. It was basically a last run syndrome. Because I kept looking at the clock. It's like, I don't have much longer to hang around. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. But yes. Sure enough, I mean, yeah, it's fantastic.
The nice thing about the end encounter is it is short either way, if you're going to fail or not fail. So you can kind of tell quickly enough if it's going to work out. And if we at least have even a fighting chance, and we did have a fighting chance, more than I was even expecting. So we just kind of pushed through it and got it done.
I was going to say, if you don't get those balls to drop, then you're pretty much anyway, or sorry, screwed.
Yeah.
We probably spent even more runs third encounter than fourth, right?
With I challenge. Think so, actually.
Feels like it anyways.
Yeah. I would say we spent a good portion on that. Which one was it? Yeah, the challenge took the longest, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that one is just kind of longer anyways, because of that's like an encounter in Kingsfall. There's nothing you can do to make it shorter. You have to go through all six phases, right?
Yeah, I don't know why they decided to make six for that phase. It does seem kind of long.
But I like it. I think it's somewhat appropriate. It's just longer if you have to do it over and over. Then that's when it starts feeling too long, I guess.
And we did it over and over and over.
No, it was a lot of fun. Any other raid experiences that we remember from? We've been off for a week, so.
Yeah, like, I mean, good grief. Within this week, I've hilariously, yeah, last night's completion ended up, because, I mean, I like raiding a lot, but, I mean, sadly for a lot of D2 raids, I guess it was kind of the pickup groups that I would go, but the most completions I've had in a raid in D2 was Leviathan at 16 completions. And just last night, my Deepstone Crypt has tied that.
Nice.
I now have Anarchy because I ran it a lot, which is fun. Oh my god.
All the spoils.
I know, right? But yeah. I've kind of found, like, where I like to be in an encounter. Which, kind of strangely, for the last encounter, tends to be Suppressor. I don't know why. I just really love that role.
No, I get it. I know, and it's a lot of our groups have been somewhat similar these last few weeks with the usual suspects and then some people swapped in here and there. I mean, it's pretty nice. We're getting some somewhat regular groups going and a handful of, at least on the PS4 side, of easily 6 to 10 people generally available, with even more than that, of course, but, you know, any given point. And in the last encounter, I really like running Operator, but it usually gets taken. I don't care that much. It's a fun role. I have never done Suppressor on the last encounter. That's the only thing I haven't done in the raid. And then I like going to, I know, and then I just haven't done it. And then I like going to the blue side, scanner side, for whatever reason. I just feel like it's an easy role and a cleaner side to go to, because you don't have to split the teams. And for whatever reason, everyone's very happily taking Operator and Suppressor. So I'm just like, okay, I'll go over to blue side then.
Yeah, Suppressor on the last run, or the last phase, is super easy. You don't have much to do.
Just remind me, because I've never done the timing. What are you supposed to wait? Like, you don't want to shoot it too quickly, right? You kind of tell me how to do it right. So if I do that roll, I'm not doing Suppressor too quickly.
I mean, it doesn't pop up right away. Wait till the once all the balls drop and you're running them, that's when you're going to do it, because that's when he turns blue, just like in the phase before. So you just got to go to each, to all three of them and knock it out. By then, I mean, you got your 10 stacks or close to 10 stacks of radiation for the ball handling. And the timing should work out to where if you do that fairly quick, the ball runners still have time to dunk them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know about you want to go quick enough, but I also heard if you go too quick, it can cause you to get stuck or something like that.
Yes, mistaken? Because if you go too quick, you can end up having the operator deactivated while there's an active bubble up.
Which had happened.
It happened once.
So that's what I'm getting at. What would be, is there any kind of goal of what to wait for so you don't go too quick? Or is it just kind of a, you get used to it and it's just a feeling?
There's an obvious... One reason I actually went too quick is because of feeling. Because I actually normally run with Washi on Operator, who is a touch faster. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to... Because as soon as it pops up, like, it's usually down. And as your suppressor, you can watch Tanix, and he does a very specific animation when he traps somebody.
Okay.
So if you hit that third, like, node, and he's going through that animation, like, I don't know if you can interrupt it, but I decide not to risk it. I let the animation go through. I look out and see if it's been taken care of, and once it has, suppress him, and
oh, gotcha.
Hopefully there's no issue. Yeah.
No, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I'll do suppressor someday, I'm sure. Or maybe not. Maybe other people will always grab it.
Of course, it's also super fun. You can actually still roll like Anarchy and two shotguns as suppressor mm-hmm. because you can pepper... You could put one round of Anarchy into them mm-hmm. and basically just run through the first two nodes. Because oh. since Anarchy just does continual damage, you just... All you have yeah. to do is wait, hear that ting... And you might have enough time to actually like wait before you run through the last one, but that's sometimes when I have to like pull out the max range slug shotgun to do like 8 damage to activate it.
But it works.
It works.
Yeah. Oh, that's excellent. That's good to know.
I was totally thinking ting tang walla walla bing bang.
Gotta have those things.
Hear the ting. If anybody wants to mix that gator and make a sound like a song soundbite out of it, I will not do it.
Yeah, make another podcast do the work for us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You got it.
Sounds good. That's good. Donning event, as we're recording this, it is almost done. I do have a question. I've done everything except for one of the triumphs. I just didn't bake enough cookies for that lower right triumph to be completed. Am I going to be missing out anything if I don't complete that one?
There's a triumph.
Yeah, if we go into the triumph screen, I have everything. There's two categories, Donning Festival and Donning Cookies. I have everything done under Festivals, which are the main quest. And then Donning Cookies, I have everything done except for Seasonal Baker. I'm only on step 2 out of 4. It looks like probably, I don't know, is it 80 cookies total we have to cook? I've only cooked 23 cookies, so that'd be too much to get done by tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a percentage it chose for me anyway.
We're considering the event was a fail. No, I didn't. I haven't done. I got 29.
You love your triumphs. You always try to get them all done.
Yeah, no, not the baking ones.
I totally have them all done.
I just want to make sure I'm not missing, like, it doesn't look like it, but it's not like if I do every one, I'll get an extra emblem or anything like that.
Nah. Okay.
Nah. Then I'm good.
Most of the extra stuff was through the quest event thing, it seems.
Yeah, Donning, it was a thing. It was all right. Kind of like Wonder Woman. Just all right.
I don't know. I've always found it funny. Like, yeah, the community's like, give us a reason to play the game. Give us something to do. Just don't have us do the same stuff. Like, I mean, it's just funny. Because I have low expectations when it comes to seasonal events. And that's primarily because they're free. I mean, anyone could play them.
Yeah, I try to keep low expectations also.
So yeah, that, like I said, that's Donning. I have my little fun with it. I do what I normally do in Destiny, and I get the stuff done.
I don't think I threw one snowball this whole time. Send get in the tower so I can throw a snowball at you.
Well, I definitely threw snowballs. It's like throwing shade.
I definitely had snowballs thrown at me a couple times, and I remembered how annoying it was.
Wasn't there one of the first ones a few years back you could throw snowballs in activities also?
I'm wanting to say they had like some
strikes or something
in the EDZ. I'm wanting to say, I don't know about in strikes, but I think they had them in like the EDZ areas. Potentially, someone can probably will correct me on that one.
Yeah, let us know. I feel like it was somewhere. And then didn't they like, maybe this was a different thing, but I feel like they got rid of something because it was causing problems.
I mean, potentially.
I feel like it was something even in Last Wish Raid, but it may not have been the snowballs, but with one of the seasonal events, the extra seasonal things that were dropping on the ground, the buffs or whatever, was like totally breaking the raid. So they had to remove it or deactivate that. I don't know if that rings a bell to anyone.
Negative. That was so long ago.
Let us know.
Right.
Inquiry.
Yeah, I don't recall either.
All right. Well, dawning event done. We have on the calendar not much written other than and more, whatever that means. We've pretty much gotten through everything else on the calendar. I know more things are coming. I mean, other podcasts have talked about this. We know we got to have a little bit more with the seasonal story. There's a lot of things that are kind of hinted to, things that have been data mined, but I'm just talking about in the actual calendar.
It's not really
pointing to anything specific. We have one more week. If you've been keeping up with all the Europa weeklies, you know, the penguins and the weekly augment things, one more week left on that. I think Sin, you and I missed the first week, right? On the weekly augment ones.
Yeah, we did.
So we'll have to go a week past that, but you know, not a big deal there.
I think I missed two actually.
I did miss the first two.
Yeah. Oh, Sin, tell us about, I just saw another game pop up. I want to know your review on first Demon's Souls and then your review on the PS5.
Nope.
Yes. Are you salty with that game?
That game is bloody freaking awful. That's two F-bombs a night. Dang it. No, it sucks. It's not for me.
Oh, that's fair. Not for you, dog.
I don't get the whole restarting your progress BS. I think that's the stupidest thing ever. But I also didn't save and try to like restart from a save. And I'm guessing that's how you pro Demon Soulers do it. But yeah, no. I don't like going back to the beginning and having to start all over again. It's a no from me, dog.
That's why you activate bonfires.
I don't know what that is.
Bonfires are your checkpoints.
Did I not get to a checkpoint, apparently?
Potentially.
You already hit it.
With the difficulty of Souls games, it is possible, sadly. But yeah, those games are all about running through, finding your path, and learning boss strategy to finally get one over on them.
Now, did that game come with it, or did you just buy it separately?
Oh, it came with it. It was a part of the package.
Sounds like your package is a little extreme.
Yeah, I got NBA 2K20 and that. So, yeah, no.
Well, tell us about the PS5. Have you played enough to...
That thing is huge.
Is it faster? Okay, it's huge, right?
Yeah, it's like... It's a console. I think they could have made it a little smaller, but it is much faster. It seems like its load times are much better.
And this is in comparison to, because you already had a solid state in your PS4, right?
Yeah, it was an internal solid state. It was external. So, yeah, with the USB drive.
Yeah.
But compared to solid state, that,
yeah.
Yeah, it is faster. I'm getting teabagged in Rumble. Life update, by the way. And I'm not even on top fragging.
Excellent.
Apparently, when you download your games, if you download the PS4 version and not the PS5 version, that is a thing. It doesn't have smart delivery like Xbox. So it doesn't automatically know what console you're on. So that was kind of annoying.
Oh, but is that what that smart delivery means? Jeez. I never knew what that even meant on Xbox.
I'm pretty sure that's what that means.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
If that's what it means.
So I downloaded the PS4 version of Destiny 2.
Because that was in your library already, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then loaded it up. Couldn't figure out how to change my field of view. And then somebody had mentioned, I think you had mentioned about the different versions, or somebody mentioned it. And then seeing it in Discord was like, okay, I'm downloading the PS5 version now. And I was doing it right before the raid, and it let me do it while the PS4 version was still open. So it actually downloaded two copies of it onto the hard drive. That part of it's a little frustrating, but I finally figured out, because the interface is different. It's not like the old interface. Has some similarities, but it's different.
Okay.
But overall, good so far.
So Destiny, Demon's Souls, any other games that are supposed to be like taking advantage of the new graphics yet or anything like that?
I don't know. I have 2K21. I put it in tonight just to try it out. And I got through the character creation, and that's when I stopped and decided to jump into Destiny and play Rumble.
Yeah. Well, it'll be a good system that'll last a long time. I mean, what, PS4s came out 2014?
Yep.
So, and I have a feeling. Yeah, go ahead, Des.
It might have been the holiday, like holiday 2013, actually.
Yeah, it was something like that. It was like, you're right. It was a year before Destiny came out, right?
Yeah, because I got my PS4 the summer before Destiny came out. In fact, I was pretty much just on time to play the Destiny beta on it. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense then. But I guess what I was going to say is, like, this is a console that'll last a while, because I know some computing systems too, having a solid state can make a system last, feel good, snappy, quote, last longer than a system with a traditional spinning drive. So, you know, like people that got original PS4s, they're still working fine, but, you know, they're getting sluggish, whatever. This system could easily go another 6 or more years without even noticing any issues. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. As long as there's no huge gap in graphics technology between now and then, there's really nothing keeping these, you know, from these being like obsoleted.
Mm-hmm. And seriously, for what they can put in there for $400 for the base model is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was super shocked to find out that pricing. And I mean, because I guess much like other people, I was expecting like a, you know, $600-$700 price tag with everything that they were talking about putting in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seemed, you know, fairly reasonable, you know, default solid state drives, default like great separate GPU and CPU and stuff like that. I mean, it was sounding a little bit on the pricier end. But to drop still at like $499, it's like, dang.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to getting one now, mostly just because I felt like I have a bunch of Amazon gift cards, and I was like, okay, I guess I'll get the cheaper model once they come available.
Good luck.
Well, good luck. They'll eventually become available. I'm in a rush. I really am not. I mean, I would love. Yeah.
If you didn't notice, I'm impatient.
Yeah. Sony even said they expect supply issues till maybe summer, so that should be worst case scenario.
Considering just a couple months ago they said supply issues to maybe spring. So we'll see.
Oof, yeah, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
because yeah, they expected away. Yeah, they expected not many stocking issues, but perhaps stocking issues until spring.
Mm-hmm.
Then this happened.
Yeah.
Now they're saying summer. So we'll see. I mean, eventually the scalpers have to stop, because eventually they're going to run out of suckers to take advantage of.
Yeah, there's a Facebook gaming group, local gaming group that I follow, and every once in a while people try to sell PS5s on there. And I noticed the most recent one that they were trying to sell it for was $700. It seemed lower than the normal $8,000 to $1,000 or more that I was seeing. And even then, a lot of people were balking at it. So I really think prices are starting to come down. Scalpers aren't able to sell them as much anymore.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, you run into the issue where you've already sold to basically the desperate or dumb, or probably /or dumb populace. So, I mean, once you run out of marks, scalping isn't lucrative anymore. And it ends up putting you in the hole.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's like a tragic thing. Like, I definitely don't like scalping. But also, at the same time, they do it because it works.
Yeah.
I mean, if people would just, you know, wait just a little bit, have a little patience, scalpers really wouldn't have a market.
Yeah.
They wouldn't?
Well, in theory, of course, if people were waiting.
I mean, yeah. If people actually just waited on manufacturers to bring out, I mean, scalpers would basically just have, like, some 20 to 50 units, just money wasted at that point in time if you just don't buy from them. But
well,
but then you also have the class of individual that has the disposable income that can just throw $1,000 at their problem just to get one now. So I guess it's neither really desperate or dumb, but just, hey, I can do this here.
Well, yeah, it's a thing where, okay, let's say the normal price is $500 for the unit that most people get, right? And then if stock is like not like impossible to get every few weeks, but like still really hard, I think it mostly appropriate people. Now, I don't think it's appropriate that people can buy like 20 through bots or whatever, but let's say someone gets one and resells it for maybe, or maybe they're like not even totally thinking to, but they're like, well, maybe I don't need it, and they resell it for like $600-$700. That's mostly appropriate. What is that? Just a little markup on top, you know?
Yeah.
If someone wants it right away.
I find, and to be honest, as far as like scalping goes, I find that to be fairly reasonable-ish. I mean, if they're making like $100 off of it, that's, you know, $50 to $100 off of an item. I mean, that's kind of economics 101, where there is a demand, there's your supply. But yeah, like I said, just the drastic overmarking just for someone to make a quick, or a lot of quick bucks.
Yeah, the thousand or more. Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm happy.
Too bad we can't do it.
You see tomorrow, Sin selling his PlayStation in the Discord.
No, I waited too long to get it. I'm keeping it.
Excellent. All right. Well, hey, gentlemen, let's talk about New Year's resolutions. Psych. I'm not going to talk about personal resolutions, but Destiny style New Year's resolutions. Wanted to be a little bit different. Okay. So, what do we want to try to do in the game this year, or do differently? Have you ever thought about, I spend too much time doing this in the game? Not that that's a bad thing, but I want to do something different. I mean, I have an answer. I don't know if anyone else has this. Maybe I didn't explain this well, but for example, for me, what I want to do is actually, I have so many weapons, and I always say I'm going to do this, and I actually want to set a goal, even if it's just going into lost sectors, public events, strikes. I really want to spend at least a good hour or two on these weapons I want to test so I can learn roles better and break out of my comfort zone of running the same weapons over and over. So that's one of my goals in the game of Destiny. And believe it or not, another goal is to do a little bit, maybe not a lot, but a little bit more in Crucible. That's goal number 50, lower on the list.
Titan. Get all in there.
Well, I saw you on a Warlock last night, Sin. How was that?
It was a little floofy. It wasn't bad. I mean, I was running support role anyway, using Divinity for the final encounter. So, and I was always running Bubble anyway. So it just fit right in with using Well.
Yeah.
but I needed another clear, and I wanted to make sure I had every opportunity to be able to get the exotic that I could get. That's all I was really doing.
Gotcha.
Fair.
Sin, do you have any goals, anything you want to do in the game that you haven't really normally done?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say not really. I don't think there's anything too important that I need to do.
You're a perfect Destiny player.
I'm just filthy casual. Oh, shoot. I don't even know. I think this year I need to get better at my builds. That's probably where I lack the most. I'm like, build is like last for as far as consideration. I look at the overall stats of my armor, but I don't always slot the perfect mod.
Yeah. And that can be overwhelming. There's a lot of mods.
Lots. But yeah, that'll be my resolution. Better
build. And to main Warlock.
No.
I tried. But you were doing good with your Warlock. Some people, I mean, I don't know how often you run it, but you were right up there just floofing around, not dying or falling in the jumping puzzle.
I died a couple times, but once I got my bearings, it went pretty good. The reality is the Warlock jump is more similar to Titan with a little more floof. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a little different, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
My underscore brother.
Anything on your mind or not? If not, that's fine. But anything you want to do different in the game?
Different, not so much.
Or something new to try. I don't know if different's the right term. You know, I'm just kind of being fun with this New Year's resolution term in a loose sense for Destiny.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the closest thing I really have to a Destiny, like New Year's resolution type thing, is I've already teased it at a couple people and I've started making reprogress again, but I'm beginning the journey of like re-updating my old spreadsheet to keep track of things.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I noticed like one thing, I mean, because there's a lot of like D2 Gunsmith, Light.gg, DestinySets.com. Using those resources, and you pretty much, I mean, it obsoletes what I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
But also at the same time now, I see like there might still be some benefit just from an easily visually trackable, I mean, now that there's sun setting out, you know, seeing what's really available and what the pool is like dropped down to now of like obtainable guns in the game.
Yeah.
Because as I started for some of it, it's kind of shocking, really, that many like gun archetypes only have like two or three non-sunset options.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little crazy to see it like visually like that.
Yeah. No, that'd be awesome if you do happen to do that. If I have time to, I may want to start my... I used to keep track of a known issues spreadsheet of the game.
Yeah. And
obviously Bungie has it on their website, but again, I feel like I presented it in a better visual way. Like on the Bungie website, you have kind of like these loose categories and just a bunch of wall of text. But what I would do is I would have the categories color coded on a spreadsheet. And I figured if I put like I'll have to pull this up the date when it was first announced, but I also would put in dates of if they told us ahead of time when it would be fixed. And so like upcoming potential patch dates. So people can look at that and see like, oh, this is a known issue, but it may be fixed by this date. And then of course I was really good at removing them from the list when they did get fixed. And it was kind of a fun thing to do for a while, but I stopped doing that, but who knows? Maybe I'll start it up again. Being a tech guy, I love, I always geek out with, patch notes and you know, when things are resolved, super nerdy that way. All right. No, I think that was kind of fun. I mean, there's a lot we can go into. I want to talk on a different week about maybe some ideas, because there's some talk brewing again about PvP, where the game should be, what things can be added, and this is a ongoing discussion. This never changes, right? I mean, there's always talk about what Bungie can do better. But maybe I would love to push that off and we can get input from our community too. Let us know your thoughts on current ideas as of right now in the game, what you think, and some of these may be an ongoing thing, but what you think they could do better with PvP or PvE or things that you want Bungie to see to add. And it's helpful too, you know, there can be short-term goals and long-term goals, because if you're going to say something like, well, we need more, areas, public events, raids, things like that. Obviously, those are more long-term goals. But yeah, some things could be short-term goals, like not that they would still do this short-term, but some things that are possible, like, well, weapon balancing. I mean, that's that's something that's going on forever that I don't know what we're supposed to expect. Bungie always says, like, they can do things fast, and they can, especially when there's an issue, but we don't really see... Are we supposed to even hope and expect that we can get sandbox changes twice per season, or is it just once per season? I mean, I don't know. I feel like there could be a little more movement in that direction. I don't know what's realistic or not, but just going to hear everyone's thoughts on that. But I do have one other topic I wanted to talk about this week. And then if you guys have anything, there's been some talk about, obviously, we love this new raid, and a lot of people have really gotten back into raiding, and a lot of people, this is their favorite raid right now. It's a little bit easier to rank the raids right now because there's only three. And so I wanted to do a little ranking myself of the current raids available, because yes, we can still rank all the raids. We can even rank D1, but you know, they're not available right now. So with that being said, there's only three available in the game right now: Last Wish, Garden of Salvation, and Deepstone Crypt. And it's not a big deal thing. It's just a fun thing I was thinking about. I was trying to think of having good enough reasons. I mean, most of this is just a feeling, but I don't want to just be super ephemeral about it. But I would say right now, Deepstone Crypt is definitely my favorite raid. Number one on the list for a few reasons. Yes, you could say it's new, the newest one, but I really love the layout of it. It gives me vibes at times of Wrath of the Machine. We've all said that. I like Fallen in a raid. I like the arenas. They're good sizes. The encounters are fun. The mechanics are fun enough. So that's a big consideration. Also, another consideration is being able to Sherpa people through a raid. That's less of a consideration, but still a fairly big consideration, and it's doable with this raid. So that's why I place it number one. Then I was thinking, okay, two and three, that's a tough one. I think I just have to give a slight edge to Last Wish. And I'm just trying to think about overall the raids. I know that even though Last Wish is a little bit older now and pretty easy, I just feel like I was always more impressed. Yes, the visuals in Garden are amazing, especially when we see the garden. But Last Wish, I always had this feeling of it being a more epic raid, even though it may not feel that way these days. It was something that seemed closer to King's Fall to me. A lot of encounters, amazing encounters, a lot of area that you have to travel. I guess I don't have too much more to say about them, but the other thing about the raids is it's still a little bit harder to get people if you have multiple new people clears in Garden. And for me lately, that's been a little more frustrating because I feel bad for people. I mean, eventually we get people clears and everything. And it reminds me of something that people have complained about in the past where, like, I don't like raids that are just too hard or whatever. You know, another example was Crown of Sorrows. And then, you know, the thought could be, well, get good, or they're not that hard, just learn it. And I mostly agree with that. But I don't know. I've kind of changed my tune a little bit, I guess, is what I'm saying. That I feel that sometimes Garden can be just a little more frustrating than it needs to be for some new people. And just because of that, and just the way that Last Wish feels overall, how many times I experienced it a little more epic, that's why Last Wish just barely edges out Garden for me. So I would put Last Wish as second and Garden as third. Sin, do you have any opinion at all, Des, if you wanted to rank them?
No, I definitely think you're right on the money with that. Definitely Deepstone Crypt has its moments as far as the new hotness. So I think that's good there. Last Wish, it is iconic. It was a pretty in-depth raid, pretty mechanic heavy, and what, one of the longest for World's First. So I think that's a good one to put second. And really, Garden of Salvation isn't a bad raid. It's a really good raid. We just have three. Yeah. If we're ranking them, it's really hard to rank three when they happen to be three pretty darn good raids. Mm-hmm. So it is tough. It is tough for sure. But I think that's a good order there.
Any thoughts, Des?
I actually do agree with your ranking numbers, hilariously. As far as like playability goes, yeah, Deepstone's definitely my one. Because like I said, it seemed things are easily explainable in Deepstone. It's like you have a role, you explain that role, you know, that someone's doing. Whereas, you know, when we did Last Wish, was it Kato we were bringing through at some point in time? And hilariously, our explanations almost lasted longer than most encounters.
Yeah.
And didn't really help him understand what was happening.
That was a hilarious time. Kato's reactions were just golden. Saying, like, we were bringing him through Last Wish, and sometimes we wouldn't explain things too much because we knew what was the point, right? And other times we try to explain it. It's still him experiencing it's like, what the hell is going on?
I mean, the Riven reaction having a boss, was still the best.
Yeah, having a boss where we just run up and we can a little bit, but we're doing crazy wall hacks and, you know, joining allies and then running up to the Riven's foot and just sorting it to death. And he's like, this is crazy. And then, of course, the thing we've done in the mouth and everything like that. It's kind of a crazy raid when you think about it.
It is. I mean, but yeah, but it's still like chirpable. Like if you have like two new people, it's still easier. Like you can still like I said, guide people through. And yeah, I do feel like Garden, yeah, still a great raid. But if you've got like two or three new people or people that aren't familiar with it, it becomes like a kick in the nuts, especially in the final encounter.
Mm-hmm.
And
weapons too, you still kind of have to have super important because the DPS phase is so short, so you really have to rely on good weapons to
I definitely agree with those rankings. And hilariously, it is hard to rank them because like I said, they're all great and they all like scratch those different itches that you have, which I'm kind of glad that Bungie decided on those three. I still miss Leviathan, but yeah, I mean, and then like I said, lore-wise, I would probably transpose Garden with Last Wish as far as like the story behind it goes and the story attached to it goes, but other than that, yeah, like I said, there's still three very close raids even as far as like the story.
Oh yeah, these are close. Interesting to see you all feel that way. Now, I have a feeling some people on our Discord, let us know, please, but I have a feeling some notable names like GoHawks and Wicked may disagree and put Garden up a little higher. But that's great. I want to hear from you all and see if you have opinions on your ranking of the raids, too.
Yeah, for sure. Let us know.
Let us know, and we will laugh at you. You think Garden is number one?
Nerd.
You nerd. Which reminds me, I was going to look, because I know Hawks has a lot of Garden completions. While we were talking about Deepstone, I was going to bring this up, but I forgot. I was pulling up the list of completions in the Discord, and we're all getting up there. Of course, you have the huge outliers, like Liv the streamer. She's at 59 right now. A couple other streamers, T-Bot 55, Dragos, of course, 53, Verston 42. He's always up there.
They don't count.
Yeah. And then, but then kind of like when you're seeing the names that we recognize, Kato's at the top of our regular crew with 25.
Yeah.
And Gohawk's 23. And there's a bunch of us kind of in that 20 to 15 range. I have 17 right now. So yeah, interesting to see all this. So
yeah.
Five. My lonely little five.
You're busy. You're busy, but it's fun to see this many completions though for a lot of people already.
It's okay. It's okay, Sin. Somebody has to bring up the rear.
Well,
at least you don't just have one. Oh, no shade to those that do. I'm just saying for us. Oh man.
Shade. I felt that shade a mile away.
Gator, get your ass in gear.
Oh, he's only got one.
I'm not going to read the number, but to be nice, I suppose, other than get your number up, Gator.
Grind out that light level.
Stop caring about your level 300 season pass and get your raid level up to 300 instead.
Right.
Nah, you got to do what you want to do. But I do know that a lot of people are enjoying the raid that even have been stepped away from raiding for a while. So that's what's great about it.
Yeah. All
right. Any other topics? I don't know if you had any lore segments for us this week, Des.
No, like I said, raiding too much.
No worries. Bad thing, I guess.
Yeah, like the past couple of weeks, if I haven't been raiding and like just baking cookies, I've been like lazing about. So,
and that,
yeah, I'm mean, occasionally
of your nap.
But yeah, I mean that's about it. Staying up way too late. I do love the fact that we're, like I said, especially the group I normally happen to run with, we're able to, especially since I had the time off to do it, that we're able to just be like, well, we completed this one. Everybody want to run another?
I know. It is really quite amazing. It's amazing to see this, where more often we're getting two raids going at the same time or a raid after another raid. And I mean, even just the other night, I think it was Saturday night, and I didn't see too much going on other than I did see that there was one scheduled raid. I was unavailable earlier. And then all of a sudden I got a message for a fill-in on a raid. And, you know, that's great for me because I'm a little bit earlier time zone than other people. So any late fill-ins, I'm always available. And I'm like, yeah, it's awesome to see people still raiding. It was, I think, a second raid for them of the night and just getting some fill-ins. And that's the cool thing. Like, as more people, too, get familiar with this raid, we can actually feel comfortable messaging all sorts of people or posting something in the Discord, where before it was like, if we're doing a late night garden raid and not as many people have it, it's like, who can we message? But with this raid, there's more.
Yeah, it definitely seems accessible, which I think is the key word for Deepstone. Like I said, a lot of people say it's easy, but I just feel it's accessible. Because Lord knows, as we found out, things can still snowball entirely out of control everywhere.
Oh yeah, but it's almost like it. When it does, it's not like super frustrating to me. It's kind of like just fun or whatever. It's like whatever, you know, no big deal. I think that's another. I mean, not to get too much in this topic again, but I think one other thing why I just wish that the end encounter of Garden was a little shorter. Maybe that's why it can get frustrating, because once the very last encounter and it's a longer encounter and then it messes up, you feel a little more beaten down knowing that you have to go through so much again. I guess Last Wish has the Queen's Walk, which isn't horrible by any means, but like Deep Stone, it's such a short boss encounter, even if you're doing the two ball phase, that you don't feel as beat down if you mess up. You can just try again.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely harkens to D1 raids of old, where like final encounters are kind of compact and to themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you definitely have your somewhat harsh mechanics, but nothing like I said, nothing that makes you feel beat down if you can't get it, mm-hmm. like, immediately.
Yeah. Well, excellent. Any other live updates then of the game?
Oh, no, I'm playing NBA 2K21. And I suck at basketball. This game, I'm not very good at. I don't get it.
At least we had your Crucible update.
Yeah. Now I know what Gator feels like, where he says he doesn't play any other games.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're so in love with this one game that we play all the time. So, yeah, I'm in that same boat.
Yeah.
But I just got a 3-pointer. First one all game.
Oh, nice.
Good for you. All right. Well, we'll see what comes up in the game. And nice to be back for the year 2021.
2021, the year of raids and all kinds of awesome.
Well, yeah.
The return of Vogue.
Yes, the return of Vogue. Now, I did see a tweet today from Joe Blackburn. Biden? No, Blackburn, is that his name? The guy who does the raids?
Yes.
Yeah, Joe Biden. He knows when Vault of Glass is coming back now. I mean, Joe didn't say anything specifically. All the wording could be taken two different ways, but he was just talking again about, well, it was kind of on the topic about that one, I forget what it even is, but the gun that got the wrong perk on it for the Christmas event.
Oh, the Cold Front?
Yeah. Was it Dragonfly, or what did it get messed
Dragonfly.
Up?
Dragonfly.
Yeah. Cold Front. Yeah, the fact that it's kinetic and it has Dragonfly on it, which hilariously people are mad about. I don't understand it.
I'm pretty sure it's Bob elemental Ross said it explosion. Best. Happy little accident.
I mean, that definitely is. I mean, it's definitely something that's outside the norm. That shouldn't happen. But people are mad that they're taking it away. And it's like, I don't get it.
Well, I guess anyways,
there must be that much game breaking.
Well, we knew it was going to happen, but he wrote a couple of tweets today. He says, wanted to give a quick update on Cold Front. The Dragonfly perk was not designed to work with kinetic weapons and causes some technical errors. Because of this, in an upcoming patch, all Cold Fronts with the Dragonfly perk will have it replaced with Swashbuckler perk. That's fine, right? Whatever.
I mean, that's not even a bad... That's like a good substitute for it, and people are still mad, and you're like, are you kidding me?
Who even cares about Cold Front?
Actually, it does feel really good.
Okay.
I still have not found a replacement for my Feeding Frenzy kill clip, though, from, like, the first time it was released.
Yeah. And then he gave a tweet after that. Sorry for the late-breaking timing on this. I thought we already knew that was going to happen. But anyways, he says, we try to keep our winter holiday time sacred at Bungie. For those of you hungry for a, quote, fly perk on a legendary kinetic, you might be interested in checking out the Vault of Glass when it comes to Destiny 2 later this year. So, letting us know.
They're actually going to put it on Fatebringer and make it kinetic? Oh my god. That's kind of amazing.
Yeah, this just came out today. And that wasn't even one of the points I was going to make, although I'm glad I remembered this, but also when he says, okay, it's coming out to Destiny 2 later this year. Now, does that mean later in the year, or just later can mean even a season or two later?
I thought they were talking about Vault coming out next season.
Well, that was the rumors. I don't know that Bungie ever said anything. They only said this Destiny year. And hey, I guess it could. Yeah, some people are still later this year could still mean next season. I guess that was my point. What does he mean by this? He may not mean anything, you know. But it's always scary to see later this year and maybe think, oh, is it going to mean summer or fall, you know?
I'm sure that's probably quote-unquote corporate talk for we probably have a date planned for it, but just in case something goes wrong, we don't want to put a solid time frame on it. Oh, so it's not a technical delay.
Yeah, you're right. Later this year, they could really make it this month. We wouldn't complain.
Yeah.
I mean, if everything's ready, you know, I don't see them holding it just for the fact, you know, to hold it, unless they do have a specific season that's maybe not be next season that they want to drop it for. But like I said, I think this gives them the wiggle room.
Yeah, I it's fine. I just thought it was interesting. Of course, the big news with Fatebringer and this. And my guess all along was maybe summer for it to come out. It wouldn't make sense the last season or spring or sorry, maybe summer. No, summer's not the last. No, anyways, the second or third season, but not the last one, because the last one, why would that make sense? It would be right before a new expansion and a new raid anyway.
Yeah. And all right. I'm definitely expecting either next or the next.
Yeah.
Which also, as I realized, there is a kinetic weapon with a fly perk.
Oh, yeah?
Ace of Spades has Firefly.
Okay. Well, legendary, he says.
Yeah, he did specify legendary, but it did make me realize it does exist a kinetic weapon with the old Firefly perk.
Yeah.
So that's probably what Fatebringer is going to drop with then.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, for some reason, I had my head... like, because I've been thinking about this before, like, how the old Vog weapons were going to fit in current D2 standards. Because, you know, it's this Destiny's went through a drastic change since Vog first came out. Yeah. And like how our weapons work. So I've been trying to like internally maybe possibly think out like what's going to be kinetic, you know, what's going to have its element, you know, what's going to be the elemental slot. I mean, the heavies are going to be obvious, sure. But yeah, everything else. And I was thinking, like, if they wanted to do Firefly on Fatebringer still, it would probably end up being an energy so they could put Dragonfly on it. But yeah, if he's already typing out that there's going to be a fly perk on a legendary kinetic, then yeah, for sure. Fatebringer is going to be a kinetic then, which some people probably aren't going to be happy about, but oh well.
Yeah. Just shut up and try.
Is that the real Fatebringer? How dare they? As if they didn't do that in D1. It's like the argument of why I don't get like a lot of newer people, I can understand not being incredibly happy with Hawkmoon's 9 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is pretty low for hand cannon standards of that type. But if people remember, they actually dropped Hawkmoon from 13 to 9 rounds back in D1, if I'm not mistaken. Because, what was it? Because they had luck in the chamber, and I think, like, whatever the perk was, they gave it the 2 extra lucky rounds. I can't even remember the name anymore. But it actually bumped Hawkmoon's ammo to 13, like, hiddenly. And I'm wanting to say they dropped that late in Destiny's life. Like, you know, after its exclusivity.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, I don't know. It's like I said, weird things that the member berries tend to cloud certain people's minds.
I'm reading the comments here. Someone wrote, "Oh, great. So this will be the second chance for me to never get that weapon to drop from multi-class."
You know, hilariously for me, that was Vision of Confluence, actually.
Ooh, I remember that gun.
Yeah, like everyone else that I raided with had like 15 visions. Me, I had like 20 Fatebringers drop.
Maybe you should have raided more.
Oh.
No, not even a little bit.
when Vault of Glass came out, I was unemployed. I was raiding multiple times. Okay. I might as well have been a streamer and getting paid to run Destiny at that point in time.
Yep.
But that's how it was, right? It was
all right. Actually, hilariously, the first time I got a Vision of Confluence drop was when they upped the power level and made the exotic elemental primaries out of the old vault weapons. That's when I got, that was my first vision to confluence drop.
Oh my gosh, this is this is hilarious, the things that people are writing. And someone wrote, and for those that can't wait, and then they just posted a picture
of
the warlock with the, what are the robes that it makes all your kinetic do firefly anyways? The spiky chest robes.
Chromatic fire?
Yeah, chromatic fire. For those that can't wait, just put that on.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, there's, I mean, if you really want a explosion on a kinetic kill, there you go.
I forgot about that. That was a fun one when I ran it for a little bit, but there's, you know, there's just so many exotics to fight for. So that will also be on my list of Destiny goals, is to try more exotic armor pieces. Try the ones that I've forgotten about.
Yeah, bring the fun ones back out.
Mm-hmm. All right, gentlemen, we better start wrapping it up, but great discussions. And yeah, for those listening, we really appreciate it. And keep the conversation going. Join our Discord. We will have links in the show notes. And you can join and just be a lurker. You can join and also tell us our ideas are stupid. You can join and have a fun time of us discussing different things. So please join. Also, if you want to join our clan, we will also have a link for that. We just ask that you join our Discord first and introduce yourself. Other than that, you still have spots right now. We can make it work. Better get in there quickly. They may go away.
Limited time offer. Act now.
Sin will, I don't know. He'll give you a kiss.
I don't think anybody responded to my review challenge last week, so I don't think it matters.
Crackers. No one loves us. If you do leave a review, though, we will read it on the air, so feel free and do that.
I know one person for sure listens.
Well, I know lots of people listen. I look at the download numbers.
No, I think it was hilarious because it was one night I was raiding with Kato, and all of a sudden he just asked me, he's like, "So Raven, you really haven't started Mandalorian yet?" I'm like, "God, no, stop it."
And Kato, you can keep bugging him until he does.
You got
Jeez, our Discord's blowing up right now. A bunch of people joining something. See, this is always fun to see, like, all the raids going on. And someone joined, someone created, blah, blah, blah.
I think I joined that Tuesday raid, right?
What? Axe is going to join one? I'm going to get in there. Let's get in there quickly, Dez. I've been bugging him for a while.
I think I'm in there.
Oh, this is, yeah, maybe. This is a Friday one, though, that I'm seeing.
Oh, God. Yeah, you have Tuesday, there's reset, which is now full.
Yeah, X isn't in that one. It's Friday that X is in. Yeah.
Let's hope Gator can make this raid. No shade or nothing, but still love you, buddy.
Oh, yeah. He actually, I already listened to their latest episode, which just came out last night. He even actually apologized about that on their latest episode.
God. It's no big deal. It happens.
It happens. We love you, Gator.
No hard feelings. More than
three times, we hate you.
Just ask a specific other person that I'm not going to name. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Shall not be named.
Shall not be named. Well, okay. What else? What other? Getting sidetracked. What other ending stuff do we need to talk about? I think that's about it. Okay, new year, podcast worse. Good.
Right. Okay, I'm now in that nearly full Friday raid. So
See, that went fast.
Right.
Hopefully they weren't trying to get some other... Wicked says last spots for someone. See, that's the thing, too. It's like
okay, there we go.
Everyone loves doing these things that you almost have to... And you can do this, people, by the way. If you're creating a raid, if you want to save spots for people... When you create it on the 100.io, say how many you have so far, and then that won't allow too many other people to sign up.
Yeah,
and then you can just mentally keep in mind that that's for the other people.
Exactly.
Or manually add them in there.
I think do it like Ninja did at one point in time. I think we were still in party, and she was planning a raid. So as soon as it posted, we were all like, "All right, joined."
Yeah. All right. Let's have our sign outs. Dez, where can people get a hold of you, good sir?
You can get a hold of me. Best chance is, of course, in the Discord, where I do lurk and pay attention to things and occasionally post my very long rants in the lore channel, such as realizing that the sword that Uldren uses when we first see him on the screen is Abide the Return, which is some kind of irony, I'm sure. But yes, you can also find me on Twitter at @DES_Raven, which I check a little less and less nowadays. But yeah, so, Sin.
Thank you for that, Dennis.
Thank you, good sir.
You can find me over on twitch.tv/SinMedia. Sin is C-Y-N, and over on Twitter at Sin_. And don't forget that underscore. Media. Kingsley
Media, 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 media.
Put on some socks and take us out.
Oh, yes. I received my Destiny socks. Thank you very much, Sin. Everyone, please check those out. They are pretty cool. Pretty darn cool. Yes, you can find me.
Wait, yes. wait. Oh, I forgot about it. I was thinking about it when you were talking earlier. You never commented. Officially live, the Bamboo Rum.
Officially live? Well, I'm not drinking some live right now.
No, but, I'm saying officially, like live while we're recording. Like, yes. Your thoughts.
Thank you. Very, very kind gift, sir. It is pretty much as good as I was expecting. Very good flavor. I really noticed the smell, of course, at first. Really strong vanilla banana notes to it. And if you drink it, sip it slowly, it's very smooth. I really like it. Mm. Thank you.
Delicious. All right. Delicious. Now you can officially... take it out.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me on that. Other than socks and rum, you can find me as Kingsley Macklemore now, but it's really just Kingsley Mac. By the way, I put those ornaments back on my robes. I love that one from time to time, the pimp jacket. But you can find me as Kingsley Mac on all the places. Except for on Twitter, where I am MC Kingsley. Not underscore, 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 underscore.
And then you can find our show.
Yes, where?
The Guardian Hub at theguardianhub.com. Huh?
The best hub on the net.
I am all confused. Des said it, and then Sin said the other part. Works for me. Works for me.
We got to start it funky, and we got to end it funky.
Sin, do you have our Guardian Hub TikTok account yet created?
No.
Okay, get on that. No. can we get a MySpace Guardian Hub page?
The legacy account, yes.
No. We have to be on Friendster, guys. It's Friendster.
Yes. Okay? All the places.
Brownie points to anyone that remembers that place.
I mean, vaguely. Vaguely.
Right.
All right. We have all the places said. So thanks, everyone, again for tuning in this week. We really appreciate it. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Later.